USA Radio News with John.
The country's top immigration official blamed the sanctuary policies of New York City for the sexual assault and killing of a 92-year-old woman, while the mayor's office decried such rhetoric as fear, hate, and attempts to divide. Matthew Albience, the acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, said at a news conference the slaying could have been prevented if the city officials had complied with a federal request to turn over the assailant, a Guyanese national, for deportation. Albience said, "It's unbelievable. I have to come here and plead with the city of New York to cooperate to help keep their city safe." Make no mistake, he added, "it is the city's policies that are the sole reason this criminal was allowed to roam the streets freely and end an innocent woman's life." NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, and the S&P 500 all continue to have record-breaking weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A plane slid off an icy taxiway at Kansas City International Airport as a sprawling winter storm hit the Midwest, leading to the closure of schools and government offices. The Delta Airlines flight was taxiing to be de-iced before flying to Detroit when the nose gear slipped off the taxiway. There were no reports of injuries on the Airbus A319, which was carrying 123 passengers and a crew of six. Wall Street capped a milestone-setting week with a few more modest gains, nudging the major stock indexes to all-time highs. The S&P 500 index also notched the second straight weekly gain. Technology stocks powered much of the market's broad gain, along with communication service companies and banks. Energy sector stocks were the only decliners. Bond prices fell, sending yields higher. A report showing a December surge in new home construction, meanwhile, provided the latest encouraging snapshot on the U.S. economy. A solid retail sales report also revealed consumers are still spending at a healthy pace. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The world's biggest food company says it will have to spend big to create a market for recycled plastics. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
The Swiss giant Nestle saying it's going to spend around $1.6 billion to buy 2 million metric tons of recycled plastic over the next 5 years. Nestle says it will pay above the market rate in order to alleviate a shortage of used plastic suitable for food packaging. Many plastic items that get recycled don't end up being used for anything. The aim, though, in this case is to lure new suppliers into the recycling business. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo broke his silence over alleged surveillance and threats to the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, saying he believed the allegations would prove to be wrong, but he had an obligation to evaluate and investigate the entire matter. In interviews with a number of radio hosts, Pompeo said he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week when congressional Democrats released documents from an associate of President Donald Trump's personal attorney, suggesting that Marie Yovanovitch was being watched. He also said he did not know and has never met Lev Parnas, the associate of Rudy Giuliani, who initially made the claims. Remember, you can catch up online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.